We all have done something wrong. But because of Jesus Christ and his mercy, he woke us up this morning. Early this morning. When old Jeff tried to get hold of the God, he
didn't let us sleep too much.
Because the enemy can't do nothing against God. Let me tell you something. Whatever you sow out,
that's what you're going to sow back in.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it again. Whatever you sow out,
that's what you're going to reap.
If you sow out evilness, that's Donald Trump.
Evil going to come back. Huh? It's going to come back.
So y'all know him. I say that's Donald Trump.
Oh, that's true. That's evil. God ain't pleased with that.
And these old men up in here at the Sanhedrin Council, they was crooked. Yeah. They didn't care about nothing but money.
Yeah.
And you can't take no money with you. Know where you go.
Come in with that, you're going to leave.
Nothing from nothing. That's in
the nothing.
In first, that's 1 Timothy 16. We brought nothing into this world.
And we take nothing out this world.
For the love of money, the root of all
evil. That's what they say.
Huh?
That's what they said.
That's what Paul said, didn't he? Yeah. But let me go back to the text. What he said.
Root of all evil.
Then Peter, with boldness now, 29. Then Peter and the other apostles.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. Good morning. On the behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you once again to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program is open every second and fourth Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that number is 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Let me see the hands of those that are going to pray for me.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. only God. Nobody else. Only God can do it. St. John, amen. Chapter 11, verses 20 and 21. Amen. So when Martha heard, we just read this, but I'm going to repeat it. I want it to soak in. I want you to realize what is transpiring, what is taking place. Amen. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and she met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Amen. These two sisters, amen, were very close to Jesus and loved Jesus, and Jesus loved them. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, only if you had showed up, my brother would not have died. Amen. And the next verse, amen, is very visible but valuable. That would be the 22nd verse. But even now, good God Almighty, I could take off on that one right now. Even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give to you. Amen. I have that kind of confidence in you, my Jesus. Amen. Ella Taylor, amen, I had to, amen, use your text because what, amen, we are dealing with, yes, it will only be dealt with through Jehovah God. Amen. Now when we said through God, it's because God is the head of everything. Everything that exists. He's the head of everything. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to try to keep it as short as I can, but if you open your Bible, amen, praise the Lord, you will see where everything started in Genesis chapter 1. Yes, everything started right there, Genesis chapter 1. Amen. If you had been with me, amen, at St. Mary, you would have understand why I quoted Genesis 1, amen, and I quoted it, says only dealt with and through God. We said through God is because God is the head of everything that exists. If you had been with me, amen, you would have understand why I quoted that verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now I want to move on so you will know that God had a son whose name was Jesus. Hello. And also he had the Holy Spirit that was with him always. Amen. We want to make sure that you include the big three, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Christ is the head, the answer, and the Holy Spirit is with him. Let me move on. Jesus let the disciples know that their good friend Lazarus was asleep. Amen. But to clarify what he said, he let them know that Lazarus was dead. It's a deep sleep. He's not breathing. We've lost a good friend. My God. Praise the Lord. Amen. know that their good friend was not just sleeping, he was dead. When Jesus came, he found, amen, out that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Amen. I preached this message some years ago, amen. 4 days late, but right on time. And I decided I ain't going to mess with that one this time. Amen. I believe I said Jesus, amen, delayed his coming because them Jewish people wasn't treating him right. And they was acting ugly. Amen. And so when he heard that Lazarus was dead, he said, okay, no problem. I don't have to rush down there. Amen. But I will take care of the business when I get there. Jesus delayed his coming because the Jews' custom was, amen, that they wanted to make sure that a man was dead. Amen. So after 3 days, he's dead. Amen. But the fourth day, they know he's dead. Can I get a witness? Amen. So we thank God for this text, amen, and this story, because Jesus Christ, amen, did have some friends, y'all. Huh? Yeah, he had some friends, and they looked up to him. But also, Ella Owens, he had a lot of enemies. He had a lot of enemies. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for the word of God. Amen. That guides us and lets us know what is right and what is wrong, what we should do and what we should not do. Amen. There. Amen. That's what the word of God is all about. And there was a lot of weeping. A lot of mourning. Amen. Because Lazarus had some good friends. Amen. Sister Martha said, I know that he will, amen, praise the Lord Jesus. Let me slow down for a minute. Amen. And Jesus and all the crying and the mourning, amen, Jesus himself. My Bible tells me that Jesus cried along with them. He said, Jesus wept, showed tears. He was hurt. My friend, Lazarus, is dead. And well, some of y'all was probably, well, why would he cry, amen? He knew he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Jesus Christ was a human being. He had emotions just like anybody else. Amen. Praise the Lord. He did not want to see this man dead. Amen. And he didn't want those girls to be upset because their brother was dead. And so Jesus told Martha her brother would rise again. Sister Martha said, I know that he will rise again sometime in the resurrection, amen, or in the last day. Amen. Hold the phone. Hold the phone 1 minute. Amen. Sweetheart, you're looking at the resurrection. I might preach here today. Y'all gonna pray for me, right? Amen. Amen. You're looking at the resurrection. Amen. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Amen. I am. Amen. Just what you are looking for. Can I get a witness? Amen. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Look to Jesus. And really, you don't have to look at it further. Praise the Lord. Wait wait, I say on the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. Whoever believe in me, though he or she, amen, yet shall they live. Huh? And everyone who live and believe in me, Jesus said, these are the words of Jesus, not the words of Brother Maurice. Huh? They shall live again. Amen. They shall never die. My God. Sweetheart, do you believe what I said? I wish I had time. She said, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that. I accept that. And it makes me feel good now that I know that you are the resurrection. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't have to wait until God pull the cord. I don't have to wait until you go to the cross and come back. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't have to wait until you catch a cloud and go back to glory and sit on the right hand of the Father. You are the resurrection. You are the life. You are our hope in the time of trouble. You're all that I need. Somebody said in a song, all that I need is in Jesus. He will supply all of my needs according to his riches in the glory. Let me slow down. I don't want to. I'm almost through. I'm halfway there. Amen. She said, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe, amen, that everything that I need is in you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is coming into this world? After Martha said this, amen, she said, amen, she went and told her sister Mary and said privately, the teacher is here. Amen. Amen. And he want to talk to you. Mary, go talk with the teacher. Now, I'm not trying to get ugly here, but Mary and Jesus had a good relationship. Amen. I'm not trying to start no stuff or try to add something or delete or anything to the word of God, but Mary and Jesus had a good relationship. Amen. Amen. You must know these were Christian girls. Amen. My sisters, and they were sisters, and he had a relationship with Lazarus. Amen. Brothers and sisters. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have to believe. Now, amen. Praise the Lord. The subject says only God can do it. How many of y'all believe that? Your pastor believe that only God can do it. Amen. And I thank Ellen Taylor and Ellen Owens and those who put the subject and the theme together. Amen, praise the Lord, because all of us need to learn how to lean and depend on God. Can I get a witness here? Amen, praise the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord. You need God in every phase of your life. Amen, praise the Lord. That's why I cut it short, but I really wanted to get into the word because everything that happened, it happened because of God. Amen. Amen. If God don't move, amen, Sister Joyce, amen, ain't no water gonna fall. If God don't move, amen, praise the Lord, ain't no fish gonna swim in the ocean. If God don't move, amen, there ain't no be no Mr. and no Mrs. Huh? If God don't move, amen, praise the Lord, there will be no fruit in the garden. If God don't move, amen. Satan, amen, pray he might be in the garden, but he ain't going to take over the garden. He ain't going to mess it up, amen, pray Lord, because God is over the garden.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Help me preach. Amen, praise the Lord. So we want to learn how to lean and depend on God the Father. He is the head of everything. Look at somebody and tell them, amen. God is the head of everything. Everything. Amen. So when Jesus saw Mary get up, amen, quickly, praise the Lord, and she left. Now it was time, amen, for them to go and check on the lost soul. Not the lost soul, but he's dead. Huh? Lazarus is dead. Now, let me go over there and it's time for me to move. Yeah. So Jesus goes over to the grave. Amen. And he tells them quietly, move the stone, son. Huh? Move the stone. I'm fixing to work a miracle. Move the stone. Get the stone out of the way. Hallelujah. Once you get the stone out of the way, I got to say something. All right, got the stone out of the way. All right. All right. And then Jesus Christ said, Lazarus, come forth. Get up, boy. You've been sleeping for 4 days. Time for you to get up. My God. Amen. 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 And the Jews, some of them were highly critical of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness out there? Amen. What in the world is he doing? What is he going to try to get that man to get up and get up out of that grave? Sure is. Sure is. You fix to see a miracle. Hello, somebody. Amen. And a number of the Jews gathered around him and said, where have they laid him? They said, Lord, come and see. Some of the Jews said, see what? Amen. What I see, though, this is the Jews speaking. He loved Lazarus. The man called Jesus loved Lazarus. The man called Jesus loved Martha. The man that called Jesus loved Mary. He loved those people, amen, praise the Lord. And the Jews, most of them, amen, praise, were nothing but critics. Am I helping anybody here? Huh? Amen. They always wanted to criticize Jesus, so they followed him, they listened to what he had to say, but they were looking for a reason to criticize him. Amen. And you have to understand that Jesus had some friends, but God knows he had a lot of enemies. Amen. And some of these Jews that was with him just wanted to see him fail so they could run back and tell the priest or tell somebody, amen, prayer, I knew he was a phony. I know he didn't have no power. I knew that when he got there, amen, and they got close to that tomb, that body, that man that's been in that grave, amen, for 4 days, it's going to be smelling. Huh? And he ain't going to be able to get him up, and if he do, amen, I don't want to be nowhere around, amen, because nobody want to be around a dead body that is decaying. Lord, help me here. Amen. But remember, we're talking about Jesus, the man that has the power that he received from his Father. Amen. Amen. So some said, could not this man who opened the blind eyes, couldn't he have kept this man from dying? The critics. Yeah, they criticize him. They look and they pay attention. Amen. Then they stood up. Amen. Don't understand. Jesus came to the tomb and a stone was laying there. And he said, move it. They removed the stone. Lazarus' sister said, amen, Jesus, Master, by now he has an odor. He's been there for 4 days. Amen. And I have to smile because you're talking to Jesus. He know he's been there for 4 days. That's why he waited. He wanted to make sure that those critics would know, amen, praise the Lord, that if he got him to get up, amen, he was dead. After the third day, he's dead. But now we're on the fourth day, so we know that he is dead. And now I want you to get that stone out of the way because I'm fixing to work a miracle. Amen, praise the Lord. 4 days. Hey, I got to go to work. Remove the stone. Then I tell you that you will see your brother. That's Jesus talking to us, one of the girls. I told you you'd see your brother again, didn't I? Amen. Then lifted the stone. And Jesus, our Savior, our high tower, our Prince of Peace. Amen. Our joy in a time of trouble. Jesus. Amen. Sweet Lamb. Jesus, who put on sinful flesh, came down here in this world, wrapped himself in sinful flesh, and said, I got to go turn the world upside down to make it upside right. I got to go because the world is in trouble. And my Father, amen, he has many mansions, but somebody has to go to work. And I tell him, he said, that's me. That's me. I got to go. I may not want to go, but I got to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, amen. One old writer said, amen, that Jesus Christ left heaven, amen, like zigzag lightning. Placed himself in the womb of a little virgin girl. Stayed there for 9 months. Amen. Praise the Lord. But after 9 months, he walks out of the womb of Mary. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And now he's a little boy. Amen, praise the Lord. And I remember when I was a little boy, and we used to sing this song, amen, Sister Moss, amen, little boy, how old are you? Only 12 years old. Amen, little boy, amen, how old are you? Amen, on my father's side. Glory! Hallelujah. Amen. The man, amen, who is recognizing Jonah and my father. Amen. I recognize him, but on my real father's side. I'm Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. I'm God's son. I was there in the beginning. Amen. When the water started falling, I was there. When the trees started growing, I was there. When the bulls start hollering, I was there. When the fish start swimming, I was there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I came back. I came into the world in sinful flesh because I got to straighten out this mess. Jesus, yes, came into the world to straighten out a world that was messed up. Yes, he did. My God, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Father, I want them to remove this stone. Father, I want them to see what's about to happen. Father, I want them to know that you can put life in a dead body. Get out of there. Come on out of there.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.